This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The September 11th attacks thrust not only the FBI into high gear, but Congress as well. Within weeks, lawmakers had given the government a raft of new powers to thwart terrorism. But now that the new law has been passed, some experts wonder how effective it will be in protecting the country against similar attacks. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
For years, the FBI has had a wish list, new powers it said would help investigators do their job. Among other things, they wanted roving wiretaps and nationwide searches for terrorism investigations. They wanted to get addresses and times of emails by suspected terrorists. National security expert Chris Kolesnik says the list was granted last month in the form of the USA Patriot Act.
They have all the tools that they need in terms of eavesdropping. And frankly, those are not the things that they're going to need in order to thwart the sorts of attack that we got on September 11.
Kolesnik says many of the new powers are long overdue, but he questions whether they would have enabled investigators to spot and stop the September hijackers. Chris Schrader, who used to head the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel and now teaches at Duke University, doesn't think so.
These were individuals who came into the country lawfully, who did not commit illegal activities while they were here, who kept their heads down. These people are very hard to detect.
The FBI believes that most of the attack was planned in Germany, far from the eyes of the FBI. The terrorists came to the U.S. on educational or visitor's visas without attracting attention. Investigators say the hijackers never discussed the attack, either on cell phone or by email. Instead, they met in person.
Don't forget, terrorists are intelligence operatives.
Chris Kolesnik.
They don't talk on cell phones, they don't talk in bars and restaurants and all that sort of thing. They communicate usually by going to a mosque and praying.
And that poses a problem for the government, says Stephen Salzberg, a former prosecutor and criminal law expert at George Washington University. Historically, the government has stayed away from bugging religious institutions because of First Amendment concerns. Moreover, he says, the new law does not make it easier for investigators to get a secret wiretap. They still have to prove to a judge that the mosque or the man they want to monitor is an agent of a foreign power. So, for example, legal experts say the new law would not have made it easier to search the computer of Zacharias Moussaoui, the immigrant who raised suspicions at a Minnesota flight school. The FBI field office wanted a secret search warrant, but the request was killed because of insufficient evidence. Experts say nothing in the new law would make it easier to get that secret search warrant. Still, Salzberg says the current climate of anxiety might, because it may be easier to persuade a judge to allow a wiretap.
If the government had reason to believe that any place of worship was actually a front that was being used as a cover for terrorist activities, then I think the notion that there would be foreign intelligence information regarding terrorism would be a valid one.
While skeptical about how effective the Patriot Act might be, Salzberg and others say one provision of the bill could cause trouble for terrorists, the money laundering provision. The USA Patriot Act would ban the undeclared movement of more than $10,000 across U.S. borders. It also requires U.S. banks to monitor some accounts of non-U.S. citizens for so-called suspicious activities. FBI officials and others believe this provision could help choke off the money flow to terrorists. In fact, the president has already shut down branches of two financial networks believed to have ties to Al-Qaeda. But it's not at all clear that these provisions would have stopped the 19 hijackers. Consider the money sent to Mohammed Atta. The FBI believes one of Osama bin Laden's lieutenants sent Atta about $100,000. The money was wired to two Florida banks. Theoretically, that much money should have set off alarm bells. But law enforcement officials say Atta may have skirted the law by getting money in amounts of less than $10,000. Moreover, Larry Johnson says the problem is not the law, but implementing it.
What the law doesn't help with, and what we already have ample information, is what are called suspicious activity reports that banks and financial institutions fill out, and they've been going into a black hole.
And not being analyzed. Johnson, a former counterterrorism official at the CIA and State Department, says the most important step is for agencies to share information. He cites the case of two hijackers, Khalid al-Madar and Nawaf al-Hazmi. The men were on a CIA watch list of people who might have information about al-Qaeda. By the time the CIA alerted the Immigration Service, the men had already entered the country and disappeared. The INS alerted the FBI, which tried to find them, but never did. Johnson says he's not surprised.
The database chaos is unbelievable. I've seen this firsthand in a review of the chemical biological databases. I looked at CIA, State Department, FBI, Department of Justice, as well as Defense Intelligence Agency. Everybody had a different system. Everybody had a different approach, and there wasn't any one common thread pulling them together.
Fixing that will take money, and the USA Patriot Act does not include any new money. Johnson says it will also take a shift in culture in which the CIA, FBI, and other agencies cede the turf war and share information. FBI Director Robert Mueller says that's starting to happen. Former INS official Jan Ting already sees a shift in mindset. Recently, the State Department announced it will scrutinize visa applications as never before. From now on, the FBI will do a background check on every man between 16 and 45 years old who applies from one of 26 different nations. Ting says that kind of scrutiny could weed out potential terrorists.
It's not that the United States government needs to prove that this person is a criminal before we bar them from entry into the United States. The alien who wants to come to the United States has the burden of proof. They have to show affirmatively that they're not a terrorist, not a criminal, and not otherwise inadmissible to the United States.
He admits, though, that most, if not all, of the September 11th hijackers could have passed that test. They had clean records, and they had reasons to come. They wanted to learn how to fly. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.